Yeah, Republican Taliban. It's your life, man. Do what you like, right? I mean, let's go back to COVID. Here's how the Republican Taliban responds to that. I mean, you got the Lieutenant Governor there, Patrick, in Texas, blaming people not getting vaccinated on black people, specifically. Really? I mean, on TV. Well, of course, it's, you know, Laura Ingraham. Yeah. What a nice voice you have. I couldn't imagine what I'd be like to wake up to that voice. Just even in the other room, for crying out loud. I can't stand it. It's like having the TV on. She's in the bedroom. No, that's gone. You got to go. And I can't watch stuff like that. But it's insane. This is the party that this anti-vax and COVID-denying crowd? Because we know what happens when, you know, the people like that get sick. You know, the Governor Abbott tested positive this week for COVID, right? And I think he was one of those guys that was in a crowd, you know, the day before, the day after, whatever, just like our state senator here, Andre Jacques. He says, you don't know how to spell it. You know, most people don't know how to spell it. It's because most people think J-O-C-K. And it's not because you're in great shape. It's just because they wouldn't want to see you in one. Okay? Sumo guy. And I'm being mean today. Oh, yeah. Because he tested positive, too. And he was, you know, in the Capitol breathing. You know, most people, I don't think, want to be close to something like that. On either side. But what happens to, you know, oh, it turns out the Governor Abbott is fully vaccinated, and hey, he's getting another round. Not only did he get another round, he got that same cocktail that Trump got that saved his ass, okay, because he was almost gone, according to insiders. He was hurting real bad.
Yeah, who gets that?
Told you, the privilege.
Yeah, right.
I mean, anybody that's like, well, I guess some of these preachers really didn't believe in COVID, and they're dropping, and so are their parishioners, which is kind of funny. I put up a post. I was like, anti-vax churches? That's a parish you don't want to be a part of.
I mean, come on.
Oh, get it?
Yeah.
Parish? Oh, okay.
Look, man, that one is just, I don't know. I don't know what to say about these people, but I just got to chime in here real quick because when you have people that are extremely religious, right?
They think they're religious, yes. Okay,
but,
yes.
But there
Jonestown
are...
Jonestown people thought they were religious, too.
Right. But there are people who are extremely religious, and then these are their leaders, and so, yeah, they're going to trust them, and they're going to listen to them. Like, to take that approach...
Follow them right into hell.
To say the things that have been said by some of these religious leaders? I mean, come on. That's way beyond...
Oh, you mean like Joel Osteen. Yeah. Whatever. That wasn't going to let people into the church when they had a failure in their energy grid? Nice guy, huh? Wow. And he's like, oh, man, you should see the car and stuff he's driving. So you guys follow that, you know, because that's what Jesus would do, right? Because that's who Jesus was friends with, people like that pilfered your money using his name even. I don't get you guys. I'm like into Jesus, man. I totally am. Because it's all about, you know, taking care of the poor and the hungry and the needy. And it's about love and peace, which is, I got to believe Jesus was smoking it way back when. I just got to, you know, because I don't know people that, you know, I'm going to go do this crime tonight. So let's smoke this joint. And, you know, I think I'll just get a bag of chips and watch TV for a while. I'm just kind of joking. That doesn't have it. It isn't a fact, but not all of them. And I prefer not to use poison in my body, even though, you know, I've had a serious addiction with nicotine my whole life, and I'm still battling it. But, you know, here we go. So, but then you go to the violence associated with these anti-vaxxers. You're going, they're threatening teachers, assaulting teachers. One had to get sutures. You know, I had to go to the hospital for treatment, and they didn't make an arrest. You got to be kidding me, man. I've seen some of these outbreaks, and the only way that's allowed to happen at these school board meetings is the cops and authorities, the law enforcement, letting it happen, letting threats being made to health officials and teachers. Are you kidding me? Unless it's an anti-vax teacher. And the Republicans in Wisconsin, well, if they, you know, they don't want to give you unemployment. You know, they stole that first week of your unemployment years ago with Walker. And here they are trying to promote oh, well, you know, if somebody loses their job because they refuse to get vaccinated, they should get unemployment. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm going to go to the phones. And it's Wisco Paul, it looks like. How you doing?
Hey, good afternoon, Pizza Box. Thanks for taking my call. The problem with the anti-vax and the no-mask people is they hurt other people. They not only hurt themselves, but they hurt people like you and me. And the people they really hurt are the people in the healthcare industry.
They're hurting their kids, Paul, and their kids and their grandchildren. Now, it's murderous.
It's stupid. Hey, I want to switch the page for after the half hour here. I want to bring up three things that people used to think were okay to do in the environment. One was DDT. One was Eldecarb. That's a spray they put on potatoes. And the other one was atrazine, which they sprayed corn with.
Don't forget Paraquat. Don't forget Paraquat.
Okay. Okay. DDT, what'd that do? It killed all the eagles, half the birds, before they figured out it was bad. What I'm trying to say here is the environment is everything. And without the environment, nothing else is going to matter. So, you know, what the crazy thing here, Pizza Box, is think about this. With all the other three I just mentioned, forever chemicals in the water. That means they never go away. I mean, they're in Madison. And what is the GOP doing about it? As far as I know, nothing. So I'm just saying, those three chemicals I mentioned before, they didn't realize how much harm they would do to the drinking water, to wildlife and everything else. Now we've got forever chemicals, and they don't really know about that stuff. So anyway, it's all about the environment. I bring that up because I know you deeply care about that. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh! Yeah. Let's not protect the wolves. Environmentally, I think Biden was like dead last out of all the candidates for president in the Democratic ticket. And second was Amy Klobuchar. And she really makes me upset because I see her posts with the basketball team and all this other stuff. You know, just being the politician instead of being a representative of the people. Which, come on, people. How many of us are represented other than a few really, really hard progressives, and we know who they are. But, you know, hey, Tammy Baldwin, a progressive, she wasn't for de-enlisting the wolves, too. So, more later.